The Moral is written by James E. Walton, professor of English at CSU Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummins.
An African-American professor of English, who was born in Alabama and spoke the brogue of the South, then moved up north and spoke the language of the inner city, yet went on to major in speech and English while studying along the way French, Spanish, and Japanese, noted in a report that he found the recent discussion of so-called Black English to be intriguing. Language, first of all, the professor stated, is not racial. It's geographical. Secondly, Black English should not be confused with slang. The distinction is critical. Slang, he said, is hip and trendy. It can change rapidly. Sagging, chilling, what's up, and all those cool expressions are examples of slang. Black English, instead, has its own consistent grammar, syntax, and vocabulary. It is not to be regarded as bad or sloppy English. Many languages, West African languages among them, have no voiced TH. In its place, there is a D or F substitution. Many African Americans tend to say "wid" in place of "with." Come go with me. Or some might say birthday instead of birthday. They simply place a D or F where the TH should be. To properly pronounce the voiced TH sound, the speaker must project the tongue beyond the front two teeth. The professor noted that when he taught in Osaka, he noted that many of his Japanese colleagues have difficulty with the TH sound. When an individual learns a new language, it's normal for that individual to try speaking the new language with the sounds and structure of the primary language. Linguists recognize that, given slavery, segregation, and apartness, these West African carryovers appear in the speech patterns of many Black speakers today. Similarly, West African languages have few consecutive consonant sounds, and an adaptation has resulted. Many Black speakers will say "just" for "just," "pass" for "past," and "whole" for "hold." In mainstream English, plurality is conveyed in both the subject and the predicate. In Japanese and Chinese, one might say, "There are three car in a lot." The thinking seems to be that "are" and "three" both indicate plurality. It would be redundant to add an S to car. Many educated Blacks in the African tradition also will say, "We was in a hurry to get there." "I have told you to close the door" is preferred by speakers of mainstream English. Using "done" as an auxiliary verb, as in "I done told you to close the door," a characteristic of Black speech, is much more effective. The question becomes, what should educators do to help our Black students move to a mastery of mainstream English? Could a more intimate knowledge of the language that many Blacks speak at home, a language reinforced by relatives, friends, and preachers on Sunday morning, aid the teacher in her mission? Would English teachers profit from an in-depth study of lexicography, dialectology, and linguistic history? The professor held that his rudimentary knowledge of the Japanese language and the Japanese way of thinking helped him enormously in working with Japanese students. If any teacher is to move a student from where that student is to where that student needs to go, shouldn't the teacher know as much about that student as possible? Recognizing and acknowledging Black English and then working with it to achieve mastery of mainstream English is not the same thing as teaching Black English. "Knowledgeable teachers helped me," wrote the professor, "to move from Alabama brogue and inner city speech to mainstream English and beyond." The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.